1-800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves, the Wednesday night edition of the show. We're kicking off hour number one. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got lots of neat stuff on our website, so go and take a look at it. Coming up this evening, of course, your calls about whatever's on your mind. Also, Steve Cubby going back to jail. We'll give you the update here shortly. Fred Phelps, that the anti-gay pastor guy.
Yes.
He and his crew have been organizing funeral protests outside of military funerals, and now somebody's looking at creating legislation to outlaw protests outside of funerals. Plus, a woman has...
Of course,
been,
they couldn't just figure out some way to get it done otherwise. They have to...
There ought to be a law!
Yeah,
it's got to be a law.
A woman also has been charged with statutory rape. It's unusual for women to be charged with statutory rape.
Sure, certainly.
But in this case, she was charged with statutory rape of her own underage husband. We'll give you the details there.
I think it should be wrong to charge someone for having sex with their spouse.
I think so, too. Also, young
should
British,
be lesser included kind of thing.
Also, young British men have been found to have traditional values. When you see kind of
British women feel?
I don't know. It was all about the men.
Little hussies.
They're coming to America.
And in other California news, the city of San Francisco has now set the penalties for their handgun possession law, which is to go into effect next month. All of that and more, 1-800-259-9231. But let's start out with the Steve Cubby update. Not great news here. As you know, Steve Cubby is about 60 years old. He was put into jail because he was growing marijuana. Now, Steve Cubby lived in California at the time, and he had permission to grow the marijuana, but that didn't matter much.
And it's legal in California if you are prescribed by a doctor to have marijuana. It's legal.
So they went after him, and then he went to Canada to escape, to possibly seek asylum because the government of the United States was after him. Canada ended up, after a few years, saying, okay, go away. And so they shipped him out of the country. He came back to the United States, was immediately arrested upon his return, and then he was put into jail, where he spent 37 days in jail. He wasn't allowed to access marijuana, obviously, while he was in jail, and so he started, he has adrenal cancer, and that means that his body is constantly flushed with adrenaline. Mm-hmm. He's constantly on an adrenaline rush, and smoking marijuana, he'd been doing it for 30 years, smoking marijuana allowed him to control his adrenal cancer.
Right.
Literally, it prevented it from spreading.
Not just it was helping to cure.
So it seemed.
Well, a doctor said it did,
right.
And that's all that it really matters.
And he
because
said
if these police officers
too.
Said that it didn't, who cares? They're police officers. If you're doing so, if you were going to have brain surgery, would you rather have a doctor do it or a police officer?
Well, now as it turns out, the police officers in this case were some of the more compassionate individuals, because it was the police that actually released him from jail. He was sentenced to 120 days in jail originally, and he got out after 37 days because the cops said that there wasn't enough room in there. And the people behind the scenes were kind of thinking, well, the reason they let him go was because he'd lost 27 pounds in their care. In 37 days, he'd lost over 27 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And so these people did not want to have, I don't think they wanted to have a death on their hands. They were already getting enough negative publicity from having this man in
sure.
there. They were getting phone call after phone call from libertarian and marijuana medical marijuana activists, and so they just decided, let's let this guy go. Well, here's the latest, according to hammeroftruth.com. Medical marijuana activist Steve Cubby is heading back to jail after a Placer County judge sentenced the former gubernatorial candidate to 60 days behind bars on Tuesday.
Now, I thought that he had 120 days, though.
Well, this is for something different.
Oh, I see.
Cubby, age 59, received a 60-day sentence for violating his probation by moving to Canada in 2001. Mm. Rather than serve a 120-day term following a conviction for possession of a mushroom and some mescaline in Placer County, Cubby said he went to Canada because he would have died in jail without marijuana to treat adrenal cancer. So as of now,
they drug this guy all the way back for a 120-day sentence. I mean,
yeah.
it's not like we're talking about dragging some guy back for a real sentence, you know, a big fat one. This is 120 days.
He's being made an example of.
He really is. And it's, by the way, it's my tax dollars that are going to in order to make an example. I would, in fact, prefer not to make an example of him. Or, if you are going to make an example of him, please stop taxing me.
Yeah.
One of the two. Doesn't that seem fair?
It does.
You're going to take my money, you should really listen to what I have to say.
In this case, the jailers appeared to have been somewhat responsive. The judge, however, as someone on Hammer of Truth pointed out, the judge is somebody that sees this guy once. Like, he comes in, he has his appearance, and the judge makes his judgment, and that's it. The judge doesn't have to deal with him every day. The judge doesn't have to administer him medication in jail every day. The judge doesn't have to field the phone calls from the angry citizens every day. So, you know, that might have been a factor as to why these judges are such a bunch of jerks versus the guys in the jail that actually seem to have some level of compassion for this guy. So, now he's going back in. When he'll be released, if he'll be released early again, we don't know. We'll certainly keep you up to date as we receive the information. 800-259-9231 for your comments on the Steve Covey situation. I saw the I saw the 60 Minutes presentation on Mark Emery, which I thought was pretty good. We had Mark Emery on the show about, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago.
The King of Pot.
Yep. The Prince of Pot.
Prince of Pot, I'm sorry. That rhymes better. It's good.
So who's the
king? Not allegorical. What's the term? Alliterative.
Yes. I don't know if there is a King of Pot.
Hmm.
At least no one is.
I would like, in fact, to be the King of Pot. I haven't smoked pot in quite some time, but in fact, I'd like to be.
Doesn't sound like a bad gig.
King of Pot. Yeah.
Well, anyway, Mark Emery is in Canada, and he's facing extradition. Not in the same fashion as Mark Emery, in the same fashion as Steve Covey, because Mark Emery actually lives in Canada to begin with. So the United States federal government wants to extradite him from his home country and bring him down here to the United States to put him on trial for selling marijuana seeds over the internet. And of course, the question is, how can the United States government possibly bring another citizen from another country into the United States and prosecute them? How could the Canadian government allow them to get away with this? Well, luckily they haven't allowed them to do it yet, but there's political wrangling going on. You better believe it, that the Canadian government has some heavy pressure being applied by the United States federal government in this particular case, and we'll keep you up to date on the Mark Emery situation as well. Continuing the California story, since we're here, from the San Francisco Bay News, CBS 5, San Francisco city supervisors voted unanimously to approve penalties for sales, manufacturing, distribution, and possession of handguns within city limits, and to place the ordinance in the police code.
Now but it's only that the way it was said is that you can't bring a handgun into San Francisco, but in fact what it is, it's for San Francisco residents.
Yes. So if you live in Oakland, you can just cross the bridge,
right.
Bring all the guns you want.
And you can pretty much be rest assured that any place you break into in San Francisco,
unarmed.
No guns.
Yep.
As long as they're following the law.
Yes. As long as they're following the law. Right. You know, and that it's a pretty good shot, pretty good chance. I mean,
well, with the board's approval today, the sale, distribution...
If I lived there, I would have a gun.
The sale, distribution, transfer, manufacture, or possession of a handgun within city limits will count as a misdemeanor, and the penalties for violating the ordinance will be a fine of up to $1,000 and up to 6 months in county jail or both. Now, as we understood it before, it only applied to residents, but the way this is sounding...
No, well, that's the way it sounds, but I think, you know, they said that previously the problem that they had in passing it, they tried to pass this in 1998, as the problem that they had is that they were trying to apply it to everyone. Whereas in this particular, you know, I guess the idea was the Constitution allowed people to carry, you know, to have the Second Amendment, but since you chose to live in San Francisco, maybe, I guess that's the idea.
You were opting out of the Second Amendment. Or something like that. We'll get into, there's a few more details on this gun ban in San Francisco, which is about to go into effect. We'll share them with you. 800-259-9231, plus the woman charged with statutory rape on her own husband. It is Free Talk Live.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned Pure Soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
And now a word from Dr. Patricia Margitis from STEM Enhance.
I want to first thank the wonderful GCN listeners for supporting STEM Enhance. Now know that your own stem cells are your body's maintenance crew, and STEM Enhance makes sure that more of them show up for work every day. The truth is, the more stem cells you have in your bloodstream, the greater your health. If you believe there is something more for you, have a strong work ethic, and wish to participate in the monumental increase in the cost for natural health while gaining financial independence and monthly cash flow, then you are the right person. I personally invite you to join me as a distributor of STEM Enhance. I am committed to personally make sure you receive the tools needed to succeed. Remember, the first rule of success, you must show up. Call me, Dr. Patricia Margitis, at 860-567-7744.
That number again, 860-567-7744. You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We got archives there. Months of the show, we give them away right there on the front page of the website. You can go and download them for free. There's no logging in, no hoops you have to jump through or anything like that. Just go get them at freetalklive.com. Plus, you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. So, for instance, if you're getting a little fed up with a lot of these gun laws that are infringing on your Second Amendment rights, your freedom to bear arms, then maybe you should consider the Free State Project. Because as it is, New Hampshire already stands as one of the freest states in the union in regards to gun rights.
As far as gun rights go,
I believe Vermont and Alaska are the only two states that are more free than New Hampshire is. And the reason why is because in Alaska and Vermont, you don't even need a permit to conceal your weapon. In New Hampshire, they do have a concealed weapons permit, but that's the only, and it's a shall issue. So you're able to walk into the police department, ask them for a permit, and they're pretty much supposed to hand it over.
There's other restrictions on gun ownership. Felons cannot own a gun in New Hampshire.
We need to change that.
Period.
Yeah, we need to change that because that's bad.
Because most states, I happen to be looking at this, and most states will allow felons to own a. antique weapon.
You can shoot people old style.
I don't understand it. I don't. It doesn't make any sense. But you know these.
So as long as you're a
weird
felon,
gun laws.
If you're a felon, you can own guns where you have to pack down the gunpowder in the barrel, that sort of thing.
You could actually. There are antique weapons and replicas thereof. Like if you imagine the Civil War.
Well, what does it take to be an antique? I mean,
right.
I normally,
what constitutes an antique weapon?
Well, normally,
you don't have to have a black powder pistol. No.
Normally, in the world of antiques, isn't 100 years considered antique? Isn't that correct?
Yeah, well, it would depend on what. Yes, but
because some models of guns are over 100 years old, mm-hmm. and they're still pretty popular. I mean, relatively popular, relatively speaking. I think I've got a 1911. Isn't that the year that it was manufactured?
No, that's a model.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, shows what I know. 800-259-9231.
A 1911 is an automatic, right?
No, it's a handgun. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. I could be totally wrong. Anyway, so here's the rest of the story on... I'm being told that that is the year that it was designed by our expert gun operator.
He is an expert. There's no doubt about it.
San Francisco. All right, here you go. Here's the rest of the story. The Board of Supervisors has approved the penalties for sales, manufacturing, distribution, and possession of handguns within the city limits. Now, the reason why they're doing this is because back in November, San Franciscans, by a margin of 58% to 42%, voted for a handgun ban within city limits. Mm-hmm. Now there's a legal battle going on. The NRA, the San Francisco Police Officers Association, and the Second Amendment Foundation are involved in this. It's kind of nice to see the cops getting behind gun owners on this one, because sometimes they are, sometimes they aren't. San Francisco's Superior Court judge said he's going to be issuing a ruling on the case by mid-June. So the city has agreed to not enforce the ban until the ruling's been issued. So what you have here is a situation where they were originally going to start the enforcement of this in April, so next month.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been put off until this ruling is going to be issued in mid-June. According to the spokesperson for the city, the vote today was just housekeeping. They're just getting the measure finalized. They're getting the penalties written down. That way everything's ready to go for the ban if it is indeed allowed. San Francisco police officer Michael Nevin Jr., he wrote an article published in the Police Officers Journal that said that the handgun ban initiative does a good job in circumventing the Second Amendment. It does little to address the deeper cultural issues of crime and violence. He says good intentions don't necessarily make good law. Disarming law-abiding citizens is not the answer.
No, it certainly isn't. You know, it's been proven over and over and over again. Where there's guns, there's less crime. Sorry.
Where there's guns in the hands of law of citizens,
well,
of
most,
the average
most,
Joe.
Most people are good average Joes,
yes.
And they're going to use their guns to protect themselves. And the threat of the good average Joe, the armed citizenry in existence, keeps the criminal element at bay. Because there's a heck of a lot more armed citizens than there are police.
Yeah. There's more armed citizens than there are police and criminals combined.
Right, and the armed citizenry is motivated to protect itself, whereas police are, in fact, not really motivated to protect anyone else.
Yeah, they're motivated to show up later and clean up the scene of the crime.
Clean up and cover their butts.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I think about this, I think about Predator 2. On the scene in the subway where there are a couple toughs surrounding a little nerdy-looking fella.
Right.
And he pulls a gun out of his briefcase. They all pull their weapons. and then everybody else on the subway pulls out their weapon.
Yeah, that was a cool scene.
That was a very good scene.
And then the predator comes in and kills them all.
Mm. Yes. And fortunately, there aren't any predators around that we know of.
Predators, make-believe. Armed robbers, on the other hand, not make-believe. And not even close to make-believe.
And armed citizenry?
Yeah.
Make-believe in San Francisco.
Well, yeah, it's make-believe in, make-believe in most places. Because at this point, we've been told by politicians, our moms, you know, enough, you know, just the feminization of America has just caused us to not
care. Wait, that's
absolutely
not fair.
Is true.
There's plenty of women that carry guns.
Yeah,
there's plenty
like
of women.
3 or 4%.
No. What? Oh, what, 3 or 4% of all women carry guns? I don't know. Yeah, I think you're making that statistic up.
How would you like to compare? Like, we'll put $100 on it. Would you say more men own guns percentage-wise
right
than women?
That. Oh,
really?
But to claim...
Like, by a landslide? As a matter of fact, I'll give you 25 points.
To claim that the reason... To claim that the reason why we have gun bans in America or gun restrictions is the women's fault for feminization, I think that's totally unfair. I think I think a lot of women realize that they need to have weapons, they need to have a gun in order to equalize themselves because guys tend to be bigger, guys tend to be more powerful. If you're facing down a thug in a parking lot or something like that, and you're a little lady versus a big dude, it's a good idea to have a gun in your purse.
Sure,
I think a lot of women realize that.
A lot of women means, what, 3 or 4%. The smart women...
You're making
women,
that up.
I'm absolutely making it
okay.
up. The smart women know that they need something to equalize because that's the only way it's going to be. But the natural instinct, the nurturing instinct, wants to smooth the corner. Of the world, so there's no
sharp
edges.
But doesn't
the
nurturing instinct also want to protect children and protect and guns are definitely a big part of that,
when properly directed, but the natural instinct is going to get rid of everything that's dangerous.
Hmm.
Sorry.
So you believe that the men, the politicians who are mostly men, who are proposing these things are just what, pandering to women? Are they getting their ideas
from
women?
No, politicians benefit from it because then they have the power.
Uh-huh. I see. So it's not necessarily feminization that's doing this. It's politicians in search of power that's doing it. I'm a little confused as to what
I think.
I think
that they're leveraging that particular attitude.
I don't think this issue is a male-female issue whatsoever.
I don't think so either. I kind of agree that it's power controlling freaks versus those of us that want to be free.
Well, you didn't want to put $100 on the numbers.
800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231, whether it be guns or this woman that we're going to tell you about who's being charged with statutory rape on her husband. It's Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know you could be punishing your diesel engine if you don't use a diesel fuel conditioner in the winter? Winter conditions don't just call for an anti-gel, but a host of additives, as diesels have trouble in the winter, especially when idling. SFR Diesel, with its multifunctional additive package, prevents soot buildup, maximizes performance, and improves mileage. If you want to run longer, run stronger, use SFR Diesel Diesel Fuel Conditioner. Call 888-USE-SFR-1 for a store near you.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have the wiki. It's our newest feature on our website, and it's totally listener editable. In fact, all of the content there, you'll find information on the host of the show, some of the guests that we've had on, also a lot of the issues that we cover are also in-depth. You'll find in-depth information on the wiki at wiki.freetalklive.com. I don't know if gun rights is on there, but probably by the end of the night tonight, somebody will have put it up there if it's not yet. Because all you have to do is go and create yourself an account, and you can edit the entire thing. Wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. So, man, would you still sort of have a smirk on your face? And I think it has to do with this gun issue. We're talking about, we started by talking about the gun ban in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And then you pretty much lashed out against women.
What? How come I don't get to do these recaps?
Why don't you recap yourself, though? Go ahead. Talk about what we just did in the last segment.
I slandered and defamed every woman on the planet by saying that, in fact, that I thought that America was being quote-unquote feminized.
Uh-huh.
Like, it's becoming... And I think women have more power than they did 100 years ago. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that, in fact, a lot of the gun laws and a lot of the safety laws in general are the feminizing of America. So I believe it.
But what about all the fighting that women do amongst one another? I mean, women tend to just hate each other and not get along at all. That's kind of violent, isn't it?
I'd say that when men fight versus when women fight, somebody's much more likely to be hurt or dead.
Haven't you ever seen women having a fight? I mean, they tear off clothes and...
I've seen women having, you know, fisticuffs, but
right?
I've seen far fewer fisticuffs between women than I have between men. But I've seen, you know, a lot more disagreements between women than I have seen between men.
They seem to get disgruntled with each other far more easily than men do.
If women are looking to smooth things over all the time, round off all the corners, like you said during the last segment, that doesn't explain why they don't get along with each other then.
It certainly doesn't explain that.
Hmm.
That would be competition.
Yes.
Competitive spirit.
So what I'd like to do is hear from a lady listener at 1-800-259-9231. Regardless of whether or not you're a gun owner, that's not necessarily what I'm looking for, but just looking for a lady listener to comment on Manwich's claim that it's the feminization of America that's leading to more and more gun laws, which I think is totally asinine. You're just picking out a label. You're picking out a silly label to apply to a bunch of control freaks, people that just want to control your life, people that believe that guns are bad, people that believe that guns are dangerous, and there are men and women alike on this team.
Oh,
of
absolutely!
Gun banners.
I hope I don't. I hope that I'm not saying that I think that it's entirely women. I hope you don't interpret what I'm saying as entirely women are behind this. No.
Too late.
What?
You're just saying that the men in this case are
too late for what?
You're just saying the men in this case are more womanly. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
I would say that control freak certainly is a good term, because I'm trying to think. I'm working on that control freak term right now that you're saying, and you know it's a nice interchangeable term.
It doesn't matter if you're a man or a woman. There are just people out there that feel that they know how to run other people's lives, that feel that they have the vision for America. Their vision for the world is, if we could only have no more guns everything would be fine. And that's a nice vision. I mean, gosh, if we could snap our fingers tomorrow and guns all and every single gun in the world disappeared, would that be such a bad thing? Well, if every single one disappeared and then the crooks and the criminals didn't have them?
I'd say that'd be a great thing.
Yeah,
because
it'd be fine.
As far as I'm concerned, if you're having a quarrel with somebody else, mm-hmm. guns are just not classy.
Yeah.
I'd rather just duke it out with somebody.
Or a knife fight.
Not even a knife fight.
I don't think violence solves anything, but
but there will be violence.
Of course.
There will always be violence. And to imagine a world without guns is a fantasy land.
Absolutely.
It's impossible. It doesn't matter how many laws you pass. They're never going to go away.
Can you imagine that if you got rid of all the guns except one, how powerful that guy with the one gun would be?
Sure.
I mean, he would...
Until he ran out of bullets.
He'd be Neo in The Matrix. I mean, he would rule the world. The one guy with the one gun. Practically, he'd be a powerful man.
Or he would be the world's greatest peacekeeper.
He could very well be.
He'd have to reload. He'd get some jams from time to time. And if everyone was going after him, then at some point someone would get to him. You can only fire at so many people at once. Anyway, I want to hear from a lady listener, 800-259-9231. It just amazes me when you talk about these issues, the gun issue, when you talk about it with somebody who is a gun banner, with someone who believes in that vision of a gun-free future, just like the crazies that believe that there could possibly be a drug-free future in America. when you talk to these people, they just don't seem to understand or process reality. They just don't seem to get the fact that their laws are going to have no effect on individuals that actually want to carry firearms.
Now, they are going to absolutely have an effect.
Only on those that get caught.
It's just going to drive, it's going to drive it down, and the people that are going to carry guns are going to be much more adamant about it. It's going to be a problem. You can't successfully prohibit anything, but...
These people just sort of live in this la-la land, and it's what Johnson was talking about a few weeks ago on the show. The scientific study that was done, where they put evidence in front of partisans, people who are Republicans and Democrats,
right.
And they showed them contrarian evidence that would have destroyed their belief system on a certain issue, and they just totally ignored it.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter how true it is. It doesn't matter to these gun banners how true it is that the more guns that are owned by the populace, the safer they are. They just ignore the fact that New Hampshire and Alaska and Vermont are some of the safest states per capita.
I just
ignore it.
You know, I went to work today. I went to lunch with a coworker, and she I was talking, somehow or another, we ended up talking about the drug war.
Okay.
And, I explained to her that, in fact, we're not, the drug war hasn't worked. We're not stopping drugs, and we're all in greater danger as a result. And she agreed with these points entirely.
Good deal.
But then she said, if we made it legal, then we would be condoning the use of drugs. And I'm like, which drugs? Tobacco? Alcohol? Marijuana? Which drug are you talking about? Because I know some of them are legal and some of them aren't. And she's
we condoning tobacco and alcohol?
Right. Is that what we're doing? Because I don't.
Are we condoning NyQuil? Are we condoning triple? All these different products that you can buy over the counter. Are we condoning people overdosing on aspirin? I mean, really, how many legal products are there out there that you can abuse?
The point is that I was trying to make to her is she had to stay a hold of this drug war thing. She was just married to this point.
Even though she was agreeing with
you. She was willing to sacrifice my life, and the lives of the people that I hold dear, to a random act of violence by somebody who has to get a hold of their drug because she doesn't want to condone anything.
Isn't that silly?
I mean, that really is. It really is.
Because she's saying that because there is not a law against something, that means that... To say it's condoned means that it's approved, right? We've got our seal of approval on this drug.
Does that mean that then adultery is condoned? Because in most states, if there is an adultery law, it is not enforced,
right? So and are they tacitly condoning it?
Right. Are they in fact condoning?
Yeah.
By legalizing
about,
it, and it
about,
has been legalized.
What about
at some
all
point?
Of the plants out there that are dangerous? I could go out and eat berries off of a little plant on the side of the road and kill myself.
Right?
Is that condoned by the government? I mean, you could go crazy
legal.
With that. You could go crazy with that argument.
Yeah.
800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. Guns, drugs, and sex. Talk about it all tonight. Free Talk Live.
Gee, honey, those new sandals look great on you.
And look, they show off my new toenails, too.
New toenails? Well, what happened to the old ones?
Well, they're not really new, just clear and healthy looking. Remember how embarrassed I was? They were so discolored, really awful looking.
Well, they sure look clear now. Gosh, I wish I could wear sandals again. My toenails are a disaster. Look, this one looks white, and that one's thick and yellow.
Well, here's my secret. Non-X Nail Gel. It clears out yellowing keratin debris, the source of nail discoloration.
Ah, so that's it. I've got ugly keratin debris buildup under my nails.
And Non-X Nail Gel gets rid of it. Now, you'll need to use it every day, but clear nails are worth it.
You bet. You know, when we go to the beach this summer, my toenails are going to look just as good as yours do.
Thanks to Non-X Nail Gel.
Non-X Nail Gel. For clear, healthy-looking nails. Now at Walgreens, Rite Aid, Eckerd, Brooks, Longs, Duane Reade, and Walmart. In the foot care section.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's the toll-free number. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the updates. In fact, you can sign up for the updates. They're totally free. Go to updates.freetalklive.com, and you'll get on the list. You'll know first whenever you need to know something about Free Talk Live, whenever there's some fresh news about the show. In fact, I sent an update out hurriedly this afternoon, because it's been a bad month, guys.
Really?
Yeah. We dropped off the top 10 chart.
What?
How could that happen?
I don't know, because normally at the beginning of every month, I send out notices to encourage our listeners to go out and vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com. And I normally send them all out to the same places that I normally do. Mm-hmm. So I did the things that I usually do at the beginning of every month. It's been, I guess, an extra competitive month in the world of podcasting. And we dropped off the charts today. Now we're back on, as of the last time I checked, thanks to those of you that went out and voted. Vote.freetalklive.com is a place where you need to go to that. I think one of the things that was different this month as compared to before was that we haven't really been... Well, pimping the votes like we used to. We haven't really been pushing it.
Sure,
we haven't really been getting on the air and pushing the vote, the voting option in people's face. And at this point, if you like Free Talk Live, and if you want Free Talk Live to get in front of more pairs of ears, you want more people to come across the show, we really need you to go and vote for Free Talk Live. It's halfway through the month. It's a once-a-month sort of thing. Vote.freetalklive.com. Makes a big difference. Only takes you a minute. And all you need is an email address.
Yeah.
So please. Go now if you're near a computer. Vote.freetalklive.com. All right. Let's talk sex. Gainesville, Georgia. A woman who married, according to CNN.com, married her the 15-year-old friend of one of her sons.
15-year-old.
That's got to be weird for her son.
Ooh, I guess. Pleaded guilty Wednesday to statutory rape and was sentenced to 9 months in jail. What's the average guy get for statutory rape? I wonder about that.
I don't know either, but...
I have a feeling it's more than
like,
9 months.
Yeah.
Lisa Clark, age 37, more than twice as old as this young man.
What? Married a 37-year-old married a 15-year-old?
Was also forbidden to have any contact with her teenage husband, the alleged father of her one-month-old son, until at least his 17th birthday.
Oh, I see. Perhaps she had sex with a 15-year-old boy and then got pregnant. And then thought it was a good idea to marry the father.
Well, we'll find out here. I don't know if the article addresses that. Until at least his 17th birthday, after her release, she'll be on probation until 2010. Clark will also not be allowed to have any contact with children other than her own and will be required to register as a sex offender.
Ah.
That's not going to help her out getting jobs in the future, is it?
No.
Clark, let's see, if she violates any of the conditions, the judge could sentence her to 20 years in jail. She was arrested in November on charges of statutory rape, child molestation, and enticing a minor. A few days before her arrest, she married the boy under a 1962 Georgia law that allows children of any age to get married if the bride-to-be is pregnant. Clark gave birth on February 11th. I wonder if parental permission was involved here. The wedding prompted Georgia lawmakers to revisit the state's marriage laws, and last month they voted to bar teens under 16 from marrying without juvenile court permission. So the boy's grandmother has said her grandson will seek a divorce and undergo intense counseling.
Intense counseling.
Clark's attorney said that the boy wants to continue the marriage. So grandma's saying one thing. The woman's attorney says he loves Lisa Clark and wishes to have a life together and raise their child.
Well, the attorney's no fool.
After Clark's arrest, the boy bolted from a detention center in Georgia.
What's he being detained for?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
And was found in Cleveland. Investigators said that Clark contacted him while he was gone. So you've got a woman who's in her late 30s. Now being sentenced to 9 months in prison, and we get to pay for it. The taxpayers get the privilege of paying to keep this alleged child molester in jail who had consensual sex with one of the friends of her son, of her 15-year-old son.
Now, 15-year-old guys, what do they commonly talk about?
Sex. Girls.
Sex.
Yep.
So, I bet this instance came around. So... Dude, I got down with this old lady last night. Oh, yeah? Who was it? Your mom? Oh, yeah, real funny. No, seriously.
It was your mom. You know, the thing is here we are trying to pass laws and spending all kinds of taxpayer money on preventing these rednecks from the weird copulation, you know, their weird activities that they're going on there. I mean... If this is such a good idea, then why don't we do something, pass a law against, say, NASCAR? I mean, it's a weird redneck activity. Let's do it.
When you say weird, there are lots of people that are into NASCAR.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot fewer.
I don't know if you can qualify something as weird.
I'm just saying that if you want to outlaw things, there you go.
Well, I mean, this is something that a minimum amount of people do. I think a small percentage of a percentage.
You're right. I just don't like NASCAR.
Are involved in this?
Well, NASCAR is what, the most popular sport in America? I wouldn't go that far.
I mean, it's an alleged sport.
Yeah, it's a little unfair because of you know, the amount of races and stuff like that.
Sure, but you could assert that NASCAR brings people together, people like this woman who would copulate with a 15-year-old boy, and by that reasoning, NASCAR should be ended.
Because they might meet at the NASCAR event.
Exactly.
And they could be drunk, and who knows what could
result. NASCAR condones statutory rape.
The last guy with this this sort of underage marrying issue that was in Oklahoma and Nebraska, I think, was the two states he had
the guy who
NASCAR T-shirt on.
Yeah, the NASCAR tie.
NASCAR tie.
It was a NASCAR tie in court. He was wearing it in court. 800-259-9231. Your thoughts on this woman? Should she be in prison? Should this woman be in prison for having sex with a 15-year-old guy? And if you think she shouldn't be in prison, well, what about guys having sex with underage girls? Should they be in prison? 800-259-9231. On the way, we're going to tell you about a teacher who's been fired for biting her kids, or at least one of them. This is Free Talk Live. Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Once we reach our goal, we'll cut 4 minutes of commercials per hour out of our show. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Did you know that business opportunity seekers worldwide are discovering the powerful opportunities in foreign exchange trading? In Forex, there are no employees, advertising, products, or organizations to build. It's just you, the internet, and your computer. With specialized personal training, you too will be able to make big money in the world's largest market. If you're searching for an alternative to more traditional home-based business opportunities, then Forex trading is for you. The $2 trillion a day Forex currency exchange market offers exciting opportunities in volatile times when other markets are unstable and insecure. This powerful Forex training program will teach you how risk can be managed very advantageously to minimize the downside while still maximizing the upside potential. To learn more about this exciting and profitable training opportunity, check out WebTactical.com. Sign up to begin your new career today. That's WebTactical.com. Or call 503-313-9210. That's 503-313-9210.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
This is the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We want you to shop with us because we've got a partnership with Amazon.com, the largest internet retailer of virtually everything. If you can think of a department store category, they've got it. Baby stuff, furniture, electronics, clothing, I mean, you name it, it's there. You can enter their site through our site by going to amazon.freetalklive.com. Now, why would you want to do that? Well, because if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com, we get a percentage of any purchases that you make. It doesn't increase your prices or anything like that. It's just you're going to go and do your shopping anyway. You're going to go and buy the latest, hottest DVDs. You might as well buy it through Free Talk Live. So go to amazon.freetalklive.com. All right, so talking about, well, a teacher, Jason. A teacher at,
yes.
I presume, a government school.
It doesn't specify, but I would imagine,
hungry,
yes.
Hungry, apparently. What happened?
Yes, in the greatest city in the world, Louisville, Kentucky.
It is the greatest city in the world.
Well, school officials, Tuesday. They fired a middle school teacher charged with biting a student who wouldn't spit out a piece of candy.
She does, in fact, sting like a bee.
Indeed, she does. Caroline Kolb, she pleaded not guilty to an aggravated assault charge for biting 14-year-old Garrick Hudson on the back during a classroom scuffle. January 11th.
On the back, even.
On the back.
I mean, I could understand if you, you know, grabbed the kid's arm and brought it up to your mouth and took a chomp on that.
Why?
It just seems a little more difficult to get to someone's back.
No, it doesn't to me. I would
really?
Think that if you, you know, the person would be trying to avoid you.
I see.
If you were, you know, swooping on them, and yeah. What you would get, in fact, is a back, and then you can, like, grab them on their
okay.
shoulders and bite them. And
so,
yeah.
Is there more to this story?
Oh, a bit more. A bit more, yes. Apparently, this fellow, Garrick Hudson, he was sitting in class eating a piece of candy.
As many kids do.
She mandates, spit out that candy. He doesn't do it. She says, go out into the hallway. So he starts picking up his books to get out to the hallway. Meanwhile, she walks over, and it just says they get into a scuffle, and she bites him on the back, a la Marv Albert.
I don't know who Marv is.
He was a sportscaster that got arrested for biting a woman on the back, I believe, 30 times.
30 times?
This is about 10 years
ago.
Yeah,
but wasn't that a sexual thing?
Yeah, it was.
Right.
But
it's obviously
another biting incident. Doesn't happen all that often.
Yeah, I wonder what the scuffle was like. I wonder how long that lasted before she decided it'd be appropriate. I mean, was he holding her? Was he restricting her? Was he, you know, somehow dominating her?
Well, it seems that the kid was just following orders. I mean, she told him to go into the hallway. He was collecting his books.
Well, he wasn't following the order of spitting out the candy,
yeah,
of
what
course.
Would have happened? When a teacher tells you to spit out the candy, what would have happened if he'd spit it across the room or something like that?
Or onto her desk, into her hair?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know, but... It sounds to me like the kid would get in trouble if they just...
Now wait, is she facing charges? Did you say that she's facing...
Aggravated assault.
That's nice that they're finally... You know, they'll charge the bureaucrats from time to time with crimes. It's the cops that don't face any penalties. In fact, coming up...
If a cop bit somebody, I think they might get a penalty. This is so weird that you have to charge somebody with...
Well, coming up, there's a bit of a tragic story that we're going to share with you about one particular cop and a mentally retarded man. Mentally retarded man ended up dead.
Yeah.
Why? The cop thought he was an escaped prisoner or something like that. He was a wanted criminal. We'll give you the details. 800-259-9231. This is your show. Hour number two is on the way. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.